Gather Round, we're chatting about books. These recommendations for elementary readers are produced by ReadWriteThink.org, a partnership between the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English. Welcome to episode 52 of Chatting About Books. I'm your host, Emily Manning, and in this episode, Animal Perspectives, I'll be sharing some of my favorite books with animals as the main characters. I'll also share my interview with Devin Skillian, the author of Memoirs of a Goldfish. Mark Teague's LaRue series is about a clever letter-writing dog named Ike. There are four books in the series, and the newest book, LaRue Across America, Postcards from the Vacation, gives you perfect insight into the mind of a very dapper and sometimes manipulative dog. Ike is set to go on a luxury cruise with his owner, Mrs. LaRue, until something terrible happens. Mrs. Hibbins, the owner of two pesky cats, has been hospitalized, and Mrs. LaRue offers to take care of the cats. This is Ike's worst nightmare, and then the nightmare gets worse. The cruise line does not allow cats, which means no luxury cruise, and instead a full-on road trip. If you have ever been on a road trip with feuding siblings, you can imagine what it might be like to travel with two cats and a dog all bent on undoing each other. Ike tells his story through his wordy postcards, which leaves the reader to wonder, how much of the story is really true? Can these cats really be that bad? The play between Ike's postcards and the illustrations will give you some clue. Currently, one of my favorite picture book series for kids is Mo Willems' Elephant and Piggy series. There are 16 books so far in this series, and it's great for beginning readers. Each story is told as a conversation between Elephant and Piggy, and it's almost like a beginning graphic novel. It's all speech bubbles. Mo Willems' illustrations are simple, but the way he draws the facial expressions of the characters give readers more beyond the speech bubbles. You can actually feel the joy, exasperation, and embarrassment of these two characters who are best friends supreme. In this newest book, Listen to My Trumpet, Piggy has a new trumpet and wants to show it off to his friend Elephant, whose name is Gerald. What will Gerald think of Piggy's trumpet playing? You better read to find out. Another picture book told through speech bubbles is Frog and Fly, Six Slurpy Stories by Jeff Mack. Unlike Elephant and Piggy, who are the greatest of friends, Frog and Fly fulfill the frog-fly stereotype. Frog wants to eat Fly, and Fly does not want to be eaten. This book is quite clever and will make you laugh out loud. Readers will most definitely love the sixth story when Fly gets the last word. Oh No, George by Chris Houghton introduces readers to the lovable yet impulsive George. George has strict instructions to be good while his owner is gone, but poor George simply cannot resist all the temptations around. Readers will be rooting for George, scolding George, and then desperately hoping at the end that George will make a good decision. This picture book is perfect for young readers, and it's one of those books that makes it easy to read over and over again. The last book in this episode is Memoirs of a Goldfish by Devin Skillian and illustrated by Tim Bowers. It's told completely from a goldfish's perspective. Things have been quite nice and peaceful for Goldfish until the day that his bowl became invaded by other aquarium creatures. And now things are feeling a bit cramped and crazy. In a time when adult memoirs are quite the rage, everybody can write their own memoir. This memoir about the simple yet troubling life of a goldfish will make you laugh. Now listen in as author Devin Skillian talks more about his book, Memoirs of a Goldfish. Today I am chatting with Devin Skillian, who is the author of Memoirs of a Goldfish. Welcome to Chatting About Books.
Thanks, Emma. It's great to be with you.
Well, this book is told from the perspective of a goldfish. How did you come up with the idea to tell a story from a goldfish's perspective?
The credit belongs to my now 16-year-old daughter. Oddly enough, all of my children's books have started with a title first. When I get the right title in my head, it just really seems to fire my imagination. And so as a family, we started sitting around talking about, everybody's had a fish. And everybody has had the same thought. What does that fish do all day and think all day? And so that's kind of where it came from.
That's fun. Well, Goldfish in your book gets quite a rude awakening when things keep getting added to his bowl.
Yes.
So who are the different characters that you introduce?
Well, the first one is a bubbling deep sea diver who doesn't say anything, just bubbles all day and kind of creeps goldfish out a little bit. And then, you know, then day by day, things start showing up. We have a snail named Mervin who likes to eat the slime off the inside of the bowl, which is also a little troubling and gross to the fish. And then a crab shows up named Fred, and crab, unfortunately, Fred lives up to his name, he's rather crabby. And then you've got an angelfish, who says she's from Hollywood, and guppies and plants and just on and on until pretty soon poor goldfish is just about to get crammed into his own house.
So sad. Well, who would you be in the goldfish bowl if you could choose any of those characters?
I guess since I wrote it and it is told first person from the goldfish's perspective, and I think goldfish is trying to be a reasonable guy, just as most of us feel that we're reasonable. And so I guess I feel a little bit like goldfish is sort of me, I guess, in the book.
Well, what life lesson does goldfish learn through this experience?
I'm not sure that I had it all completely worked out in my head as I started to write it. But what I really liked as I started to delve into it is that, you know, your life ends up becoming comprised of things that you don't necessarily choose. It's the things that enter your life. It's the people you work with. It's the people that are around, your neighbors, your neighborhood, but mostly, of course, it's your family. And you don't pick your family. Your family is kind of presented to you. And I think what I really liked in the end, that goldfish kind of figures out, is that, you know, once you have all these people around you, whether they're your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, that is kind of a family, all the people that make up your life. And you need them, and they need you in different ways, and you sometimes get along and sometimes you don't. But we all have our own goldfish bowl that we live in.
Well, I think kids might have fun thinking of a story through a pet's perspective. So what tips would you give to kids to get them writing through someone else's eyes?
You know, it's really one of the really fun things about this book. I keep getting emails from teachers who are using the memoir style, to get their kids to try writing in a new way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think about it, it really is, I mean, there is first-person writing, but to write first-person, really a journal is really what it is. I think that's a different kind of writing. It inspires a different kind of reflection mm-hmm. in all of us when we keep a journal. And I think that's part of it, is trying to, when you start writing, I did this or I did that, then I think it almost, especially if you're trying to write it as someone else and not your day, but okay, if your dog was to write about his day or her day, but you're going to tell it in the first person, I think almost that very exercise kind of creates in you a different perspective and understanding, an empathy maybe, mm-hmm. For someone else or something else than you. And I think that's a really healthy exercise for really anybody to go through.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Well, and how careful you were with your words, because it's not a terribly wordy book, but then the play between the illustrations and the words, there's so much that you can infer and think about from that.
You know, the best children's books, in fact, the best books of any kind, leave, I think, a lot of room for you to create your own part of the story. I tell mm-hmm. kids all the time that the really best books, they may say written by so-and-so, but, you know, for instance, Harry Potter really should say written by J.K. Rowling and you, mm-hmm. because you fill in so many of the blanks. We all, when we read a book, we make it mean more to us. But I think that the best books leave room for that. And if I would be really remiss if I didn't mention the pictures. Tim Bowers did the illustrations for Memoirs of the Goldfish. And, you know, I was really happy with my manuscript when I had it finished. But when it showed up, when Tim started sending me the pictures, emailing them to me, it just took it all to a very different place to me. And that's such an exciting thing when, you know, a partnership on a book works out that way. It's been really thrilling.
I agree. Well, it is such a fun book. And thank you so much for chatting with me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have reached the end of episode 52. Thanks for listening. In this episode, I share some fun books from an animal perspective. They are Memoirs of a Goldfish by Devin Scillian, La Rue Across America, Postcards from the Vacation by Mark Teague, Listen to My Trumpet, an Elephant and Piggy book by Mo Willems. In fact, I actually recommend the whole Elephant and Piggy series. That's just the newest one. Frog and Fly, Six Slurpee Stories by Jeff Mack. And Oh No, George by Chris Houghton. If you need a laugh and you have a young reader at your house, grab one or all of these books to read together. For the show notes to this episode or to listen to past episodes, go to www.readwritethink.org/chattingaboutbooks. Well, we are done chatting about books. Get on out there and read. More episodes of Chatting About Books and our Teen Book Podcast text messages are available at www.readwritethink.org. Chatting About Books recommendations for elementary readers is supported by the Verizon Foundation through Verizon Thinkfinity and produced monthly by the International Reading Association and the National Council of Teachers of English. The opinions reflected in this podcast are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the supporting organizations. Music in this podcast is provided by freeplaymusic.com. Thanks for listening. Let's chat again soon.